For several months, Cape Town has faced a water shortage crisis with severe restrictions put in place. What has been the reaction of city residents? Rose Lichtenstein, WASP Cape Town branch. The water mismanagement crisis in Cape Town rightfully became a common ground issue for all sections of the South African working class to organize around. Resistance came in all forms, some successful, others less so. Some communities managed to completely block any installations of the dehumanizing water management devices that the government have rolled out in their thousands every week. Petitions and protests have helped in the reduction of water charges. But these have been ineffective, so far, in bringing a much-needed revolutionary restructuring of the water supply system and its funding, which residents identified were at the root cause of the crisis. With dams now filling beyond expectations, some wealthier residents have fallen away from the struggle. But WASP has committed itself to building among the forces that continue to see no relief despite the rains, and are continuing to build crisis committees in their communities. Currently, we have a powerful force in the Water Crisis Coalition, which was formed at the peak of the drought last January, and we will continue to assist in the struggle for an accessible and affordable water supply in Cape Town.